Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.
On Kaya FM 95.9.
Welcome back. I'm Sumitra Nadu, standing in for Gugu Mfupi this evening. And I did promise you inspiration this evening. I always get really excited about entrepreneurs on the whole, but when it comes to female entrepreneurs, I'm even more excited. So I have my guest in studio, and of course it is Youth Month, and we want to bring young people into studio to provide inspiration for all the other youth that are listening. So I have in studio this evening Nonqeba Slangani. She's the founder and MD of Zuru Skincare. This is her cosmetics line. She decided to start this brand when she struggled with getting the right skin products for her own skin. So she decided to partner with a pharma manufacturer to start a new line. Nonqeba, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for coming to studio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, take me through it. How did you manage? And I'm looking at some of these skincare products that's here that you brought with you. And the packaging is all very nice as well. So take me through how you started, how you got into this.
So with Zuru Skincare, Zuru means beautiful or fine in Swahili. I needed products that would cater for the problems that I had with my skin. So I had pimples, I had breakout skin, and I had tried a whole lot of other products that were sold in retail, and it just wasn't helping me. So my father at the time knew a pharmaceutical, someone who was in the pharmaceutical space. So he tried to connect us with him, and then we went through and we spoke to him, and that's when the venture of Zuru's started. And then we spoke to him, and he saw the challenges that I had, because he's been in the pharmacy for quite many years, and so he's Charles, and he's with CW Pharmaceuticals, and then he recommended something, and then we asked him if he can add moringa, if he can add shea butter, because we all know moringa is quite good. It's actually known as the tree of life, and shea butter, it's good for skin that has problems. So he added it in, we went home, we tried it out, and then it started working, and my mom too tried it out, and it started working for her too. And then this when we decided, okay, if it can help us, then what more can it do for other people outside who are also facing the same challenges that we are?
How long did that whole process take you?
So it's been since 2016 that we've been working on Zuru Skincare, but we only recently launched last year, August.
Okay, yeah. So you're also using natural products that are found here in South Africa.
Yes.
Tell me about actually getting that into a lab and putting this together for somebody that doesn't know how to put these kind of products. I mean, I don't know where you would start in getting all of these things tested and what you would test on.
So with this venture, we were actually quite fortunate to have CW who were backing us up. So we told them what we wanted inside the product, and we told them we want moringa and shea butter. With the baby's range, we have avocado and safflower, and they knew just the right people to talk to. So we have a farm in Limpopo that will provide the moringa. They have a lab there, so everything is tested there in their lab. All the ingredients are tested to make sure that it will do the right things to our skin.
It's quite amazing, you know, when you talk about moringa, because moringa has been around forever.
It has massive trees. It has.
And people out in the rural areas, you know, tend to crush it,
yes,
and bash it, and use it.
My grandmother would do the same. She would crush it and put it all over her skin, and
yeah.
I think that's why she's always had the best skin.
But you know what fascinates me is that when somebody catches onto it and then, you know, they put it out there, then it's all over. I mean, it's like all over at like Dischem.
You can drink it,
tablets,
you can eat
and
it,
yes,
you can. It's just moringa is just great for everything.
And it's been there forever.
It's been there.
So what were the challenges? I mean, you seem to have all the parts that fit into doing this, but surely there were some challenges in actually getting this line off the ground.
there were a whole lot of challenges, mainly with funding. You know, we had hoped for the government to fund us to get this thing off the ground. But as I said, we worked with CW and they are now in partnership with us. So they are major, they are a shareholder with us in this business. And they now helped us with getting the products, getting the packaging, and getting it out there to people, you know. So we didn't just want to sit down and wait for government to fund us, but we wanted to get the ship going, and then they would join us at a later stage somewhere, if they ever join us.
Is CW the pharmaceuticals?
Yes,
or
they're the pharmaceutical company.
So do they provide you with the funding as well?
No, funding, it came mostly from my parents who helped me, and with them, they helped us because they have most of the ingredients and all of that, so they could do or create the products for us. And then in terms of marketing and PR and everything else, my parents were great help with that.
You are still very young. What did you have any knowledge of how to run a business? I mean, did you study anything after school?
I was studying marketing, but okay, in terms of starting a business and being an entrepreneur, I'm still learning till today. I'm still learning, and I'm grateful that I have my father who has his own business. So I think I was shadowing him for quite some while, not knowing that one day something like this would come up. But it's all... I can't say we have it all figured out. We are also still learning. I say we, it's my mother and I who are, so it's 100% black owned. So we're still learning. Every day we learn, oh, we need to do this. Oh, okay, let's go and do that.
What is the hardest part in that? Because, you know, there's just so many different aspects of getting a business up. Marketing is, you know, further down the line, but one of the most important things for any business, and especially for a skincare line like this. But what were the, which aspect for you in running the business, because there's so many, which one was the hardest for you?
After we had the products and we had achieved that, the products are sitting there in front of us, but then now how do we get it out there? How do we get people?
And that's the thing, is getting it to market.
Yes.
Who do you sell to?
Who do I sell to? And because we knew who we want to sell to and which market, but then now, how do we then get it out there? Do we stand on the street? So we did everything from handing out flyers in the street. We were personally there handing out, and we couldn't afford expos, you know, because they cost a whole lot of thousands. Just to put up a small little store there, we couldn't afford mall activations and all of that. So we then had to go back to government for the non-financial support to ask, can you guys put us in expos at least? Can you do this and this, you know?
Offer so, some kind of support.
Yes.
Nonseba, I'm going to hold you in the studio for a little while longer. It's just gone 5:30. Let's take news and we'll talk some more. Continue our discussion now, and I've got Nonseba Tlangani, founder and MD of Zuru Skincare. She's only 24 years old and she's got a beautiful line of skincare products that's here. I'm looking at it, Clarifying Moisture Day and Clarifying Natural Toner and a Radiant Face Wash. These are amazing. What other products do you have in your line?
So we also have, adding on to what she said, we have a Clarifying Night and a Dark Spot and Blemish Corrector. And then we have the Babies range, which has avocado and safflower. We have a Balm Paste, a Balm Spray, a hydrating cream, baby lotion, and what am I leaving out?
There are products for babies too.
Yes, so we have products for babies which have the avocado oil and the safflower.
So did you have to have your products tested by a government agency as well?
Our products are dermatologically tested, and with CW working with us, they know what to add in, what not to add in, what will damage skin, what won't. And so we've been lucky to have our products tested and working with them so that they know that we are selling products that are actually quite good and they won't damage skin.
So you don't need like an approval, you know?
So from their side, yes, they do.
Okay, so you got all of that.
Yes.
So are you now in, I mean, now you've managed to find the market. Have you managed to take your products to market?
We've been trying. We've been working. We've been talking to a lot of retail stores to get our products out there. And we are still in the process of talking to them. But we do have distributors who are helping us distribute. So we have distributors in Limpopo, in Gauteng, and we're looking for more distributors. And we recently have one in Botswana.
Okay. So then just for clarity, when we talk about taking it to market, you want to get into retail stores. Have you been to any? Are you on the shelves anywhere?
Not yet. But
so I think that's the big thing that you need to still get to, right?
Yes.
And that's what you're working towards.
Yes.
So I suppose that is in itself is a challenge, but I mean, you've come this far. I mean, just getting it to market now is finding that pathway of or being given that opportunity to get onto the shelves. What's next?
We don't want to keep it. This is a proudly South African product, from the bottle to the ingredients, but we want it in Africa. So we want to start exporting our products into the whole of Africa and hopefully also in Europe. We are looking for extending our range, our female. And so we have this female. Initially it was for females, but we also have males that are using this range. And so creating an official men's range will also be something that we look into. We want to go into hair. We want to do a whole lot of things. So Zuru is quite a big dream.
This industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. It is so massive. The amount of money that goes and the amount of spend that goes onto skincare products is huge. And you've got your foot in the door and you are getting there, which I think is amazing. I'm looking at your product now and I see you have, you also have the proudly South African
Yay.
Logo on it. Yes, I love
it. Officially approved.
So this is big for you to have this?
It was big because getting approved by Proudly South Africa was not really easy. And once we saw that email, we celebrated the whole week.
What did you need to do? What were the requirements?
So you have to fill in a whole lot of forms. You needed to comply with the environment. So you need a whole lot of policies, a whole lot of certificates to go with it. And then they go and they analyze it and all of that. And they come back to you and they give you whether they accept you or decline you. And
what's your advice for young ladies?
My biggest advice is for the young to just keep at their dream, never mind the funding, because it's not every day where government will just give out a whole lot of money. So to strategize well, so have great partnerships that you know will help you move forward. And if it is your passion, to keep at it. Don't give up.
I know that's the big thing. Don't give up. Just keep going. But this wasn't your dream, right?
Yes, it wasn't. But once I saw what it could do to my skin, that's when it became something personal and something.
And that is a trait of a true entrepreneur, is when they touch on something or they find a gap in the market and then they go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get those dreams. I'm sure you have lots of other dreams, but as an entrepreneur, you actually made it happen.
Yes. This.
Well, good luck and thank you very much and congratulations on your skincare products. I'm hoping that I get a package to try out as well.
You will.
But good luck in your endeavors to get to, I hope to see some of your products on the shelves pretty soon.
Thank you very much.
Nantseba Slangani, founder and MD of Zuru Skincare, thank you very much for your time.
On Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.